We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Tet Zayin in Samach Zayin in the Beit Hayayin edition, and page Pei Zayin in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ran had been going through the first psukim of the Torah, explaining how creation began and evolved. The verse says there was darkness over the face of the abyss. As Maimonides explains it more in Nevuchim, there's this fundamental fire which is called darkness. It's described in the book of Devarim that when Hashem appeared, Hashem says, "You'll hear my voice from within the darkness." Yet another verse says, that they heard God's voice from within the fire. So that's what the Ramban is saying. There is a fire that is called Choshech. And he says there is this idea that the fire has to be Choshech, because otherwise the heaven would seem all red to us. Whatever that means. ואמר שחוש חזה על פני תהום, שני היסודות הראשונים, כמיתו ובו יאמר תהום. So he says, what does it mean, תהום? The חושך was on the face of the abyss. What is תהום? So he says, תהום is the combination of the first two forms of matter. When you have, the Ramban had said, creation began with two minuscule forms of matter. So there was this choshech, which the Ramban says, based on the Rambam, is a type of fire. Now, when they speak about fire, we might call fire energy. Meaning, what they called fire, fire, heat, energy, combustion. I'm not sure what's the right translation for the word fire, which is in darkness. But at any rate, he says that you had this darkness, which is representative of some type of energy called fire, which existed with the first two forms of matter. It's like you have the earth at the bottom of the sea, and you have the sea on top of it. So too you had these first two forms of matter together with this darkness, which isn't only darkness, says the Ramban. It's a type of energy that was there. Ruach Elokim, and Ruach Elokim could mean the spirit of the potent one, or it could mean a wind from the potent one was hovering over the waters. So that's who yesod ruach. That's the base of wind. V'yiches oto lelokim ledakuto v'shealav merachevet al pnei amayim lomar shei ben amayim v'aesh menashevet v'ola al ha'esh. So that's the idea that it's something that's also very minuscule, and it's described hovering over the water. The idea is that this element that works together with the fire, with the energy, whatever it is that moves it, is called ruach, a wind. So that's hovering between the water and the fire, so to speak. That's that you have a situation where you have a base element from below, a base element from above, two types of base elements. You have some type of energy, and you have something that moves it all, called ruach elokim, the wind from God. And that's what's going to shift and cause things to move. V'inyan l'shon merochefet. So what does it mean, was hovering? Yesh l'rabotenu edim maseh b'reshit bosot. So there's a great secret our sages have in it. Kmo sh'amar is the verse, as it says in the Talmud and in the Medrash. Mistakel ha'itiv maseh b'reshit. I was looking, I was analyzing creation. And what I saw is there was like two, three fingers in between the upper waters and the lower waters. So there's the secret of the initial stage of creation, where it's described as two types of water, one hovering above the other, and there's only like three fingers in between them. It's like a bird that's hovering over its nest. That's the idea of how creation began, with two things, one hovering over the other. Hinei piresh arba yesodot b'ma'amar v'aretz haitato v'avo, ki ha'aretz shikulelet kol nivrim v'shvilim, hayu b'yotzeo me'ayin hayu le'yahu shebo elu arba yesodot. So he concludes and he says, And here the words, you see, Va'aretz haita tohu vavohu, encompasses the four base elements, because Aretz is a reference to all creatures down below, and they were all created from this initial creation, the initial form of matter. The initial matter had the basis for the elements to grow and continue and evolve. Okay, so whatever all this meant, we moved forward. So we'll pick up here next week, B'zachem, things that are more understandable to us.